Blog Talk Radio.
I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. I'm gon' do this even after death. I'm gon' do this even after death. You can't match my death. All you haters get up out my way, cause I'm about to wake. All you haters up, hop on it, let's just ride the wave. You should really listen to this song, cause it's about you slaves. If you want your freedom, stop acting naive. Man, I'm talking naive, hate it like a dry heat. Cause everything you need is hell right in. Man, I'm never right thing when I hit this machine. Swear I got it from my dad, how I got the gift of gab. Articulate, matriculate through 50 states. I'm just here to twist your fate, set it straight. I'm so great, gotta set a date, call me meditate. I'm so metaphysical, I'm the god, call me metafate. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, make advances, make advances. Advances, till a brother got it. They don't say nothing till a brother got it. I'ma pull up with the Corvette, cause I'm so fat. Yeah, you know I gotta give my check. Yeah, I'm so chest with the popped out like, that's me, all day, can't you see? That's me, all fake, super saiyan like a Goku. When I'm flying through the atmosphere, I'm about to clear everybody out of here, can't you see? I'm just killing all these rats with these raps clear. Can't you see? Can't you see how I'm right here? Told me not to do it, so I had to do it. I'm tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you're supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. They told me not to do it, so I had to do it. Tired of all these people trying to be so fancy. You say a lot of stuff, but you don't mean nothing. So tell me how the hell you supposed to make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances, make advances, make advances. Make advances. Yeah.
All right. Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Thursday, April the 26th. Thursday, April the 26th of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat. Other message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. As you know, I was going to jump right into the seven, attributes or characteristics of the animating principle of the Most High, which is translated into biblically the seven spirits of God. We've been talking about prior to that how we are operating, meaning that we all have a way by which we exist, the way that we express, expose, and expand ourselves, how opposites attract. We've been talking about how to build your empire. So with that thought in mind, we want to continue down that frame or that reference of building your empire. How to build your empire by not giving a flying beep about anything that does not align with your purpose. Now, I wanted to purposely make a title that was a little inflammatory, if you will. I don't give a blank. At that stage in the game, that should be your mentality in order for you to go to the next level. What's interesting is one of the hardest things that I had to come to grips with when I started hanging out with people 20 years ago, I had the same opportunity that I am presented today. 20 years ago, I hung out with a bunch of millionaires. I met them millionaires. I thought they was arrogant, bougie, cocky pricks or prickettes. I didn't like them because I'm an empath. I'm a compassionate guy. I care. And the Bible says that ruthless men retain wealth. That bothered me. That still bothers me. In my book, I have a whole book. I got three books, in fact, about this one issue that I call The Ultimate Secret to Being Rich. That's the science of not giving about what nobody else thinks, says, or does. There's a science to not giving a flying blank. And most of us have not mastered the science. Well, let me speak for myself. I have not mastered the science of not giving a blank. And if you do not master that science, then my brothers and sisters, you're not eligible for the kingdom. See, it's really interesting. Everything that the Bible says is true. But the problem is because it's true, we can't understand that it's true. Now, let me make sure you understand what I mean. The Bible is the standard. And in the Bible, we have this watered, jelly back, weak, laid down. Now I lay me down to sleep. You know, Yahushua, Christ, Savior, Jesus. The weapon, the Bible says itself that he did not come to bring peace. He came to bring war. Now, I'm a nice guy by design, thankfully. And as a nice guy growing up, you know, I was real sensitive. I used to cry a lot. And I'm still sensitive. I'm still an empath. But I've just learned how to, you know, keep that food chained up in the basement. Because one thing about this world, friendship with this world is enemy against God or with God. See, the standard works when you understand the standard. The scripture says something like this. It says, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 59, verse 19, it says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of the Lord, which we're going to be talking about in the next show, the seven spirits of God, we're going to be breaking down the Holy Spirit of the Lord, the fear of the Lord, the knowledge of God, the understanding of God, the wisdom of God, the counsel of God, the might of God. I've never heard it preached in a church ever. Ever. I get this watered jelly back Jesus. Now, I used to have that Jesus too. That dog don't hunt. I got a different Jesus now. I got the pre-Constantine one. Now, in the original text, he was a weapon. In the text that we got today, he's a drug. Now, this is not for new believers. I usually give the warning at the beginning of the show, but let me make sure you understand so that way you understand my righteous indignation. Because most people listen to my shows and they don't really understand my righteous indignation, because they haven't lived a life like I live, where you live your entire life as a fraud and as a fake because you didn't have the balls or the cojones to say, to mean what you say and say what you mean. See, I was raised because I watched my mama let somebody treat her like trash. So I thought that if you let people treat you like trash, that was godliness. That shit is not true. So I'm not going to water down the message today. So if this ain't, if you're a new believer, if you, you know, believe, you know, that bullshit that they push in the day, you might want to disconnect now. This is your last warning. Because, see, I don't give a no more. I need you to understand why, though. See, not giving a fuck doesn't really mean anything if you don't understand why. You have to understand how I got to this place. And, see, most people don't. Most people listen to my shows, they listen to my books, they listen to what I say or what I don't say, and they say, hey, that's an angry dude, or, oh, poor brother, you know, he lost his mother when he was a little kid. Oh, you know, poor dude, he was raised in a rough environment. Or, poor, you know, him and his siblings, they got separated at birth. Or, poor little creature, you know. So most people don't really understand, you know, the importance of why. So if you don't understand why something happens, you're just dealing with the effect. You're not dealing with the cause. So when the Bible says ruthless men retain wealth, if you just read that scripture the way I did, you don't understand how to stop and how. Now, remember, I purposely phrased today's message with a negative affirmation. You never do that. So again, it's not done by accident. You never talk about what you are not going to do. So the message should not be, I don't give a blank. The message, the title of today's message really is, I give a blank. But you got to understand what you give a blank about. Because if you don't, then you will find yourself spreading or casting your pearls among swine. You will find yourself, again, like the Bible says, if you go to the door and they don't receive you, shake the dust off your feet. But if you don't understand what that really, truly, honestly mean at the core, at the base, see, most people have not been through or have not experienced, they got that Joel Osteen Christianity. Now, no disrespect to my boy Joel Osteen. I don't really know him. But, you have to understand the mindset of someone, it's interesting, from the hood versus someone who's not from the hood. And from the hood, you walk around with that I wish a Negro would mentality. And if you're not from the hood, you walk around with I hope and pray I don't have any adversity today. So that's more of, the difference between my disposition and other people's disposition. But I need you to understand why. You see, my brothers and sisters, in order for you to be successful in life, you have to give 100% of your time and your energy and your mental focus. You have to give all. Again, notice what the Bible says. I like the way the Bible says it, because the Bible says, they asked him, hey, we need to know this whole gospel, dude. We don't have time to read 60, well, it was 80 books, but then they dumbed it down to 60 books. They, Council of Nicaea. We ain't got time to read no freaking 66 books. So Yahushua, tell us plainly, dude. What the hell are you talking about? He said, okay, this is the entire gospel. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. The second is you like the first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, again, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, but if we examine that scripture, just that one. Now, I got a plethora of other scriptures, but I'm not going to really, bore you with those. I know your time is valuable, but I need you to understand why I don't give a blank. See, there is a variety of reasons why you might not care about something, let's say now, something, some person or some place that doesn't really mean anything. If you invest energy into something and that energy is not returned back to you, what happens? Now, think about that for a moment. Like, honestly, if you are, everybody likes talking about relationships. There's four areas that you're investing energy into right now. It's wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. So in those four areas, you put all your time, you put all your energy, you put all your money, you put everything into this relationship, you put everything into this business, you put everything into this, study. I remember, when I was young, dumb, and stupid, and I was licensed and ordained minister, and I tithed almost more money than I made. I spent all my time there at the church. I did everything, man, and then I come to find out that it was a lie. And I remember I felt so bad I had to move to a whole other state because I got tired of running into people at the supermarket and say, hey, Mr. Rogers, how can you not go to church anymore? The pastor said over the pulpit, don't hang out with you. They said that you was the devil. They said that, I said, the pastor said this about me? I would take a bullet for this dude. And now he's blacklisted me? What did I do? I didn't do anything. I didn't understand. So let me make sure you don't make the same mistake that I made. Maybe you didn't put all your pearls in a basket of religion. Maybe you didn't put all your pearls in a basket of relationships. Maybe you put your pearls in a basket of health and you exercised and you dieted and you did all of this stuff and you go to the doctor and he say, yo, homie, you got cancer, you got 6 months. But dude, I did everything right. You don't understand. There's some people that are born with certain issues. Thankfully, I can't speak on that. But the other three, I can speak on the other three. See, it's really interesting. I need you to understand because, see, I don't know if you've ever put all your time. I don't know if you ever put all your energy. I don't know if you ever put everything into something and you ain't get nothing back. I don't know if you can relate. But I need you to understand. You see, my brothers and sisters, if you continue to care, about something or someone or some place, and you can't get a return on that investment, on that feeling, you will be emotionally bankrupt. Now, it takes time, but just stick around. You're going to get to a place, and I'm not talking about something I read of a book. This is like real. I've been on both sides of the fence. But let me make sure you understand how I got on both sides of the fence. See, there is no reason for you to allow someone to have that kind of power over you. None. Zero. Zip. Zada. However, we all do because we love, you know, we love Johnny or we love Susie. Or, you know, we like our job. Or we like the Reverend Dr. Bishop. You know, he believes, you know, we believe everything, every word that comes out of his mouth. If he said, I mean, think about Jim Jones. How the hell he get people to kill their own children and themselves, drink poison, a plethora of people? How? How does that happen? How do you take your brain out your head and give it to some other man? I know I already did it. So let me make sure you understand. See, there is something in all of us. We all want to be liked. We all want to be loved. We all want to be valued. We all want to be respected. But then there comes a point in time when you care a lot about something, about someone or some place. However, there isn't the law of equal exchange is not being maintained. The law or the mutual, emphasis on the word mutual, mutual respect is not there. Mutual, emphasis on the word mutual, trust is not there. Mutual giving, mutual, it must be mutual. See, the law of equivalent exchange state, as the biblical version says, give and it shall be given. Whatever measure that you give, that same measure should be given back to you. That's the biblical version. Now, physics says, they call it the principle or the law of equivalent exchange. And I like in the movie Full Metal, the Alchemy, Full Metal Alchemy, where they talk about it. In other words, you can't get nothing for free. You don't give nothing, you don't get nothing. And to whatever degree that you give is the degree that you get back. However, there are people like me who are, you know, sixes. We're born, number one, with a empathic behavior. But then something happens. This is what happens. You raised in an environment where you see doormat mentality, where you come up in an environment where you see people treated, or you got the psychological effects of slavery where your name was taken, your culture was taken, your religion was taken, and the dominant culture took it and they gave you something back. And it's really, really interesting. My son's up at UT Austin and he's taking, going through Black, you know, history and studies, and he called me and he's like, Dad, have you ever heard of Anthony Browder? And said, dude, Dad, did you realize what happened in, did you realize? I said, yeah, Kendrick, I got a book that explains all that, dude. He said, y'all know, Dad, I don't know if you understand. Dude, like, this is crazy. Do you realize that all culture basically comes from Black culture? Why, how did we go from being kings to now we're freaking peasants? I said, Kendrick, did you read the book of Deuteronomy? Did you read my website, Wake Up Black America? Do you understand why I closed my coffee shop, bookstore, and lunches? Black folks don't buy from Black folks. Negroes don't support each other. Do you understand? He just now, thankfully, it took. I didn't understand what he's understanding. I was 40 by the time the light came on. At least he's getting it now. And the dominant culture is teaching him his culture. So I'm telling him, Kendrick, you know what the dominant culture is telling you? It's good, but that ain't it. So what are you saying, Dad? Kendrick, there's another layer. So you mean to tell me the dominant, I say, dude, now let me get this right. I'm going to give you the ticket to your freedom, which means if you leave, I got to work. Now, do you think that dog hunts? Now, the reason now, because I've already been there, this is why I don't give a blank. I need you to understand, though. Because, see, that same thing that happened to me is happening to you or happened to you in a different area, but you still care. See, I did that, too. Now, let me make sure you understand, because I don't want this message to come across to be misconstrued. So I'm telling my son, okay, so they're telling you all of this stuff, you know, now you're at UT Austin. Now, no disrespect. Any of y'all been to Austin? that's like good old boy country. That's what we used to call it back in the day, hanging Negro territory. That's the most Anglo-Saxon part of Texas that you can get, other than maybe Pasadena down in Houston. You ever been to Mickey Gillies? I mean, when I was a kid, they used to have a sign, no Negroes allowed. I ain't talking in no 30s or 40s or 50s. But I need you to understand. Now, this has nothing to do with race, but I need you to understand why you can't get, you have to understand why. See, no matter how someone is connected to you, no matter how you are connected to the whatever organization, no matter how invested you are in your job, no matter how invested you are in your workout routine, how connected you are, how much gnosis or knowledge you got. I'm pretty knowledgeable in the area of health and fitness. No matter how healthy I am, I could get diagnosed with something tomorrow. And then what happens? See, it doesn't matter how connected you are. It doesn't matter what your past is with that person, with that organization, with that workout routine, with your business. You have to understand that no person, place, or thing has the right to bring you down on a continual basis. No man, woman, or child. Now, I did that to people, more than one. And I've had people do that to me. So I need you to understand something, because if you don't, you're going to miss the whole message. Number one, it's not your fault. I don't care how, what fool you get with. Me being fool number one. There's a lot of fools. I've met a lot of fools. I've not met a fool that was more foolish than me. They say they're out there. I just ain't met them. So I'm not speaking from book knowledge. Again, I don't teach theories. I just teach theorems. There ain't very many fools on the planet that is more foolish than me. I ain't met nobody that made the mistakes that I've made. So I'm pretty hard on myself. That's why I can teach this. I don't know if you understand that it's not your fault. And it is not wrong to genuinely, unconditionally care about something, about someone, or someplace. Nothing wrong with that. However, this is the big however. I grew up as a little boy. I didn't understand. I saw a lady do things to my mom that my brain could not comprehend. I saw the lady do things to me. She wasn't my mama. I didn't understand. I was hungry. She said you couldn't eat. I didn't understand. Little kids, I got kids. When my son hungry, I feed him. I don't give a damn if he's already ate 50 damn sandwiches. If he says he's hungry, I'm going to give him another one. I still don't understand. So I need you to hear my disdain. I didn't understand. I still don't understand. That shit happened 50 years ago. I still cannot wrap my brain around it. And I blamed myself. I thought it was my fault. I said, well, if I had did something right, my mom would still be here. Maybe I wouldn't have got that last lick. Maybe I would have got that sandwich. Maybe I could have went to sleep. Maybe if I'd have just been there. And so all my life, I've been trying to please everybody. All my life, I've been a people pleaser. And I lost myself. I lost myself in the process of trying to please other people. Because I really, honestly, genuinely care. Now, it's really easy for people to see, if you're not a six, if you're like, you know, like an eight or a seven, this, what I'm saying right now doesn't make sense to you. Because you have something called reasoning and logic. See, sevens, their reasoning and logic override their love and compassion. That's the way they're designed by the universe. Now, I know that now. I didn't know that back then. Now, I'm a six. That means pregnant female. That means the same hormones that a woman is released during her body when she's pregnant, I have in my system 24/7, 365, by God. So no matter how much I fight it, it's there. I just need to learn how to maximize it, which I've done. See, when you care a lot about something, about someone, or some place, and that person does not care about you or cares less, is not mutual. What they are doing now are they're in a position to bankrupt you spiritually. Now, this is extremely important because now you are at a disadvantage and they can take advantage of you if you allow them to do this. And if this is done over a long period of time, you are going to lose your sense of who you are. You're going to become a person like me. You're going to become the person they want you to be instead of the person God designed you to be. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Right now, there's a lot of people that are not themselves. They are who that other person, who that other company, who that other job, who that controlling person wants them to be. Why? Because now they are jumping through hoops that were created by somebody else instead of the design that was created by God. Now, this is extremely important because what happens is this is genuine. Nobody sets out to understand. Let me make sure you understand how this really starts. See, the origins of self are really critical thinking is based upon our beliefs. See, many of our beliefs are formed when we are children and when we are babies, when we are under the age of 6 or 7. And they become our core beliefs. And then we hang on to them beliefs when we are adults. So these are our main ideals about ourselves. And as adults, they continue to function. And we function in a way that makes us feel good, that makes us feel comfortable. So if you grow up seeing doormat mentality or doormat mindset or doormat action, you believe you have a doormat system of thinking. Like me. And if you believe that it's good to put other people before you, like me, and you go through life putting other people before you, like me, and your wishes, your dreams, and your desires are second because other people's wishes, dream. Now, if you from a traditional Christian perspective, you got that belief. So your job is to understand how do you transmute that belief. Number one, you got to realize it's not your fault because your belief system was given to you. But you're not a baby anymore. Now you can choose your belief system. But most people don't. Most people do not give themselves the right. That old saying, if you make your bed, lie in it. And that dog doesn't hunt for me. If I make my bed, I don't like it, I'm going to change it. If I don't make that one, I'm going to change that one. Now everybody else telling me, dog, you made your bed, lie in it. That works for you. It doesn't work for me. Because I understand the system. The system gave me this belief system at birth. So I don't want to grow up to be like my mom. But guess what? Everything that my mom has done, I've done. Then I said, hey, I don't want to go to be like my dad. Guess what? Everything that my dad has done, I've done. And so now you may be like me. You're at a crossroads. We have to do this. We have to understand that when you allow, let's say, them to do what they do, you are enabling them. So number one is you got to realize it's not your fault. Now, that's really easy to say. But that's really subconsciously. Well, Brother Will, what do you mean by that? Unconsciously, that's the whole purpose of my life management system. The life management system is designed to deal with the neurons, or you deal with it on a DNA level by getting you to see worth and value in yourself. So you may find yourself spending a lot of mental energy, a lot of money, or a lot of time on a person, place, or a thing. Now, that is good if that is being returned in kind. Now, some of us, like me, come from a place of deficit, so you may have to teach that person. So you got to ask yourself, is my time and my energy, is it worth the investment of me teaching this individual how to love? Because they don't know how. Because they got a faulty sense of love. They got a faulty sense of love. They don't know. So how do you know what you don't know? You don't. Have you ever questioned the nature of your reality? That was a question that was posed when I was watching Westworld last night. Most people live through life. They never question the nature, the design of their reality, their thoughts or their perception. So that's what I did. I questioned the nature of my perception. And I saw being a taker, I'm a taker. So I get with people. Suck the life out of them, move on. So as a taker, where did I get that from? Well, I saw that nobody was going to take care of me when I was little. So by the time I got about 13, 14, 15, instead of getting my ass whooped, I started whooping other people's ass. I figured out the game. Instead of being the bully, then letting people bully me, I started bullying other people. So I started hanging around and I say, hey, instead of hanging out with guys older than me, I'm going to hang out with guys younger than me. And I'm going to have them doing my dirt. So that's what I did. But I didn't understand that when you make that decision, what happens? It doesn't stay in one box. It translates into all other areas. So if there is one person that you can count on to care about you, it's you. Now, if you got something else and someone else, which hopefully we do, most of us do, But let's say for some strange stretch of the imagination, something goes wrong. See, while you are spending your time, or while you are adjusting to spending less of your time, less of your money, less of your energy to focus on another person, another job, another this, that, another, how about you take all that time, all that energy, and focus on your purpose, not on your flesh? Now, see, this is what separates me from a lot of other people, because everybody else say focus on yourself, but they don't define the self, because there's no such thing as the self. S-E-L-F, if you turn it around, it's F-L-E-S, because the H is silent. So if you do not catch that, the devil still got you, because he's going to get you now to become ruthless men retain wealth. The reason that ruthless men retain wealth, because they focus on themselves. But how do they focus on themselves? They realize that if it is to be, it's up to me. Every millionaire I know, they've said that without saying it. But when they get up in the morning, they're not concerned. When I get up in the morning, I'm concerned. Millionaires, they get up in the morning, that was my corporate jet, was my meeting. They're not concerned about people. Now, I'm not saying all of them. I'm just saying that the ones that I knew. Now, I know some now that are a little different than that, but millionaires are different from average people. They have something called focus. They have crystal clear laser focus. So when you figure out what that is, go ahead and give it to yourself. That's the whole purpose of the life management system, is to help you figure out what that is. Because, see, what happens is if you don't figure out what that is, you're going to come to the place where I'm at, where I got to a few years ago, where you say, well, I don't give up. And then, but you ain't got no product, so you give away your penis or your poo nanny. Now, that system works. However, it ain't the best system. It's better if you got a product, if you got a service, or you got some information. Because when you get to the place of understanding that the system is designed to suck the life out of you. Now, let me make sure you understand. I'm not talking about one individual. I'm talking about institutionalized racism. Now, people have a problem with that word. I don't. Because it has nothing to do with Caucasians. Because there's a lot of races that ain't. It has to do with racing. Do you know that racism has to do with running? It doesn't have to do with the color of your skin. That's why it's called race. It's not called ethnic. If it was ethnic cleansing like Margaret Sanger had, okay, now that's racism. But if you are just for your, race, there's no such thing as race. That's a misnomer. And so we have to understand the top down to get to the root of the cause of the issue. And the root and the cause of the issue is there is a system in place that want to keep a specific bloodline regardless of the color. Because Obama's in that bloodline. He ain't Caucasian. He got a little Caucasian in him, but he look Afro-American, yet trace his bloodline. So there are the royal, they call the blue bloods. Your job is to not to give a blank about them, because they don't give a blank about you. But the problem is, we really don't understand that, because some of us, I could be talking to one of you, y'all could be one of them, and you don't know you're one of them. But the way that you know you're one of them is that you are an OP. Now, that's the way I figured out the difference between the haves and the have-nots, the wheats and the tares. The people that I don't give a blank about, they are OPs. Now, you need to understand that. Now, that means organic portals. Now, a organic portal is what they call a walk-in. Now, a walk-in is what they call a fit extension. A fit extension is when a sprite, a genie or a mojo can go into the body and they fit. It's like getting into a car and driving it. Your body is a host. But the question is, who are you hosting? And so if you give a blank about an OP, you are in deep kimchi, because they're going to suck the life out of you. By the time you figure out what's going on, your money, your time, and your energy is going to be gone. And that OP, they're going to be gone too. Now, I know a plethora of people that have done it. Now, there are some people who were like me, who were raised in an environment that was not conducive to their health, spiritual health, which gave them all the characteristics and attributes of a psychopath or a sociopath or a narcissistic individual, even though they wasn't. They look like an OP, they walk like an OP, they talk like an OP, but they're not an OP. So now again, I'm talking about myself. How did I know I wasn't an OP? Because all my life I thought I was. When I was a kid, they say, yeah, all my siblings, they can all tell you, hey, I was the black sheep of the family. They say, that old badass Willie. He, you know, something went wrong. The first thing they say, where's Willie at? But why? I was just like the rest of my siblings. I was an empath. I was sensitive. I was kind. I was caring. I was compassionate. But all of that got cut off because of my environment. And if you don't understand that, it can't get turned on. How did mine get turned back on? When I went to work in the prison and I saw real OPs and I realized, oh no, I'm not one of them. I can't do that. I can do a lot of stuff, but I can't do that level. See, OPs, the people that you cannot give your energy and your time and your money to, it's like Tombstone. And Doc Holliday was fighting, what's old boy, the bad guy, the character, I forgot his name. And he asked, Wyatt Earp asked Doc, man, how do you kill somebody like that? How do you fight somebody like that? Then, no, I think he asked him more of like, what makes a guy like that tick? And y'all remember, you know, he goes up to him and says, you know, in the movie, I don't know if y'all seen the movie, I like the movie Tombstone. One of my favorite movies. Because the bad guy just walking through people. And the reason was because they said he was born with a hole in his heart that nothing could fill. He was born that way. The Bible says it this way. The Bible says that there are vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. If you cannot discern between vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor, and if you don't cut them vessels of dishonor out your life, you in deep kimchi. So today's message is for you to over and understand the difference. Again, we're talking about how to build your empire. Because if you're trying to build it, trust me, somebody's trying to tear it down. Now, they don't know it because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, so they ain't your enemy. It's the ruling disposition that is behind them. That's what I'm talking about cutting off. That's when I say I don't give a blank, I don't give a blank about that ruling disposition that is the animating principle. Because remember, the whole purpose of this little series, if you want to call it a series, that we started 2 days ago is to get you to understand, okay, how come what I'm doing is not working? By the definition of the word working, I mean wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. So how come you're not already wealthy? Past tense. Now you are, but how come you can't see it? How come I can see your wealth and you can't see your wealth? How come I can see your health, but you can't see your health? How come I can see all of the wisdom that God has given you and you struggling with your wisdom and you guessing your decision? And you think, man, maybe I should do this and maybe I shouldn't do that. How come I can see that you have worth and you have value and you should be in a toe-curling relationship, but man, you can't see that? How come? The only reason you can't see it, my brothers and sisters, is because your vision is clouded. Now, remember, everything exists according to physics. Now, the Bible says it this way, where there is no purpose, people cast off restraint. That means they don't have the ability to exert or exercise self-control, put their energy into something. The Bible says also, a double-minded man will not receive anything from God. Meaning, you go to and you say, well, God, I don't know, I want to go left and I want to go right. The Bible also says, God knew us in our mother's womb. He has predestined us. That means predetermined our path. So if God be for us, who can be against us? But if you don't know that, then everything's cloudy. So just like the Bible also says in Hosea, when it says that my people perish for a lack of knowledge. It didn't say no devils, it didn't say no demons. It says knowledge. You don't know who you are. I like the way it says in the Gospel of Thomas. The Gospel of Thomas says that if you don't know yourself, the thing that you know will precede you into the kingdom. So you know more about the Dallas Cowboys. You know everybody on the team. You know all the positions. You know who got traded. You sitting there on TV right now waiting for the draft to come on. Or you a sports fanatic. You know about sports, but you don't know about yourself. Sports will precede you into the kingdom. Whatever that you know, that precedes you into the kingdom. Now, the Gospel of Thomas is a book that's off the hizzle, faux shizzle. Now, again, the only way for you not to give a blank is for you to give a blank. Now, the Bible says it this way. To him that wishes to find his life, he must lose it. What? Is that double speak? Is that what we're doing now? I thought that was Luciferian. Double talk, double speak. Let me make sure you understand. Any man that wishes to find his life must lose it. Meaning, this life ain't your life. So any man that wishes to not to care must care. Now let me make sure you understand. You caring, but you caring amiss. Now, the Bible says it this way. A lot of people ask, but they don't receive. And the reason that they don't receive is because they ask amiss that they may reap it upon themselves. So the Bible is the answer book, but it's written in a way that most people don't understand. Because the Bible says that any man that wishes to find his life must lose it. Come on, dog, be for real. The Bible says that a man that is easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to go into heaven. What the f*** is that? Well, y'all already know, because I already did that series, and I broke it down. Quantum entanglement. Y'all remember the series that we did on quantum fusion, quantum entanglement, quantum fusion induction state? The only way that you can go up is if you are entangled in shiznits that keep you down. Quantum entanglement. Physical attachments keeps you from having spiritual and keep you from rising spiritually. So when the Bible says it's easier for a rich man to go through an eye of an eagle, it's easier to go through the eye of an eagle than it is for a rich man to go to heaven, they just simply saying that if you got so many worldly attachments, you care about all this stuff on this earth, you can't rise. You can't go up. Heat rises. Why? It has less molecules. It ain't holding on to nothing. So you can't, you got your new car, you got your house, you got your boat, you got all this shizness. That means you're not eligible for the kingdom. Why? You can't have worldly attachments, my brother. You can't love those words. You can't care. That's why I don't give up. I need you to understand. I don't give up about no freaking cars, no houses, no worldly bull shizness. I don't care about that anymore. Now, I used to. I used to, knock a fool out, man. You know, I remember when I was a kid growing up, and I had this cousin, man. I'll never forget this. I remember, man, my brother came over. We was at the football practice. And I think I leaned on his car, sat on his car or something. I'll never forget, man. His name was Maurice. That Negro wanted to fight me because I freaking touched his car. I think he might have cared about his car. That is what I'm talking about. Friendship with this world. I don't care about this world. I don't give up about this world. I know a lot of people do. I understand, and you might be one of those folks. I understand. God bless you. But one day, maybe not today, but one day you're going to get to a point where you care about purpose more than poo nanny. Maybe not today, but I remember I've been there. I wrote the book. I wrote the book on it. Nobody loved poo nanny more than me. But one day, maybe not today, but one day, you're going to get to the place where you don't give up about no poo nanny. One day, you're going to get to the place where you don't care about that OP. Now, right now, you probably do. That OP is like, you know, the love of your life. You can't do nothing without Jim Bob or Susie Q. But I guarantee you, there is no mutual respect. There is no mutual exchange. The principle or the law of equivalent exchange is how relationships are established in any area, where it's wealth, health, wisdom, or relationships. It's the ability to identify why. I'm not saying that you throw away anything. I'm just saying that some people have to be trained. You have to be taught. I was one of those people. I thought I knew. My definition of love was whack. It was flawed immensely. Because I grew up where, like, hey, I'm going to do me, boo-boo. Ain't nobody going to take care of me. I'm going to take care of myself. So I'm going to attach myself with people that can help me take care of me. The thought never came across my mind that, yo, dude, maybe you should take care of yourself. Now, I got that understanding now, but hell, it took me 50 years. I'm trying to save you. I'm trying to give you the shortcut. Here's the shortcut. You need to eliminate. You need to totally eradicate some things. Number one, you have to understand, my brothers and sisters, that you have to challenge every negative thought that you've been carrying around in your skull, because it is not your original thought. The Bible says it this way: bring every thought into captivity and see if it is of God. Now, we've talked about that before in the last show, so I'm not going to bore you with that. But remember that. Remember, it says if it is lovely, if it is just, if it has a good report, if there's any virtue, if there's any this, think on these things. So the Bible tells us specifically, it doesn't leave it to question. You ain't got to ask no curanderos. You ain't got to consult no shaman. You ain't got to go and hang out with no freaking gurus. You ain't got to call Master Teacher 33. The Bible's already told you. So you ain't got to pray, Heavenly Father, what should I think about? I don't know. You ain't got to ask God what his will. Everything you're praying, God already told you. So I don't know why you're praying. That's the reason why I don't pray to. I pray as. I pray to recognize the fulfillment of the word that was already spoken. I'm not asking for the word. I already got the word. The word is written in my heart. The Bible says that he has not written his words on tablets of stone any longer. He's written them on the hearts and the minds of his people. So I don't know why you're asking. Because that means you're asking amiss. It's an insult for my child to come into me, Dad, can I eat? Or, Dad, do we got food? Like, I'm going to put you in a house and I'm not going to provide you no food. Negro, you know where the food's at in the refrigerator. Now, you may ask me, can I eat blankety blank? Because maybe I'm saving it for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. But don't ask me no stupid questions. I heard growing up, you know, they're saying, hey, there's no such thing as a stupid question. I beg to differ. Some questions we ask, we already know. Or, rephrase that, we should know. How to stop caring about something, about someone, or some person that don't care about you? How do you stop? How do you just start spending time with yourself? Do you know that that's hard to do? Do you know that people are like me? Number one, you got to care about yourself more than you care about somebody else. Now, where I'm from, that is anti-God. That's anti-biblical. Brother, you need prayer. Get that olive oil. We're going to slap some olive oil on his head. Jesus, come and save this fool. That's where I'm from. Did you say you care about yourself? Yes. The Bible says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Now, where is God? The kingdom of God is within. Do you know that the kingdom of God, the Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, for such is the kingdom of God. Now, why are you looking for God out there? According to the Gospel of Thomas, the God is in him. So if you love yourself, you loving God, brother. You loving God, sister, but no Reverend Dr. Bishop will tell you that. At least I ain't seen one. So when people say, deny yourself, pick up your cross, follow me. I love that scripture, man, because that means deny your flesh, because self is code for flesh. To turn the word around, it's English, it's backwards. Pick up your cross. Your cross is that X, that cross right in the middle of the circle that I gave you inside of your Dear Kinnear report. That is your cross. What is your cross? Your cross is your design. It is the laminin. It is the glue on. It is the glue that holds you together. It is the attributes and characteristics that God gave you at birth, or let me rephrase that, in your mother's womb. Only thing I did, I'm just reminding you of the attributes and the characteristics that turn on you. That gives you entheos, The word enthusiasm means God in us. The word inspiration means in spirit. So if you are doing something and you're not inspired, if you're doing something and you're not enthusiastic, you ain't got God. Now, I know you can speak in tongues. You know, you can freaking, you go to church every Sunday. You can quote scriptures backwards and forwards, but you ain't got no inspiration and you ain't got no enthusiasm. And you, me and you can't talk, and the only thing you want to do is fight because we can't agree upon nothing. But, you know, oh, you love God who you have not seen, but you hate your brother who you see every day. And you tell me that, dog hunts? Come on, man. We can't even have a conversation without you getting your panties in the wad, because I said his name was Yahushua, and you think his name is Jesus, but you saved. Like, for real? Is that what we doing? Like, that what we doing? That's what they doing. I used to be they. I ain't they no more. That's what I mean by when I say I don't give up about they. I need you to understand where my righteous in the dead is come from, because I didn't read it in the book. I wasted 10 years of my life playing church. How many years are you going to waste? Hopefully you won't waste 50 years like I did. But if you do, hey, we'll see you when you see you. You have to stop eliminating, or you have to start eliminating the hidden cause of all negative thoughts. Or I would say thought in general. You need to tap into intuition instead of your thinking, because your thoughts can lead you astray. But your intuition, your spirit, the Ruach, the Pneuma, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide. It has never been wrong. I can only speak for myself. Never, ever. The only reason why I'm not in prison today is because of the Ruach and the Pneuma. We did something with little kids. All my friends, they went to juvie. I stood across the street. If I'd have been on the other side of the street, the Spirit said, don't go across the street. They said, oh, come on, man. I didn't know, I ain't going. Listen to the Spirit. That's the only reason I'm not in prison today or a felon. It's because I listen to the Ruach and the Pneuma. And the reason I'm here getting during the conversation today is because other times, a plethora of times, too many times, but that still small voice in my gut says, I don't know if you want to do that. Are you listening to the Ruach and the Pneuma? That, my brothers and sisters, you have to tune into your intuition. You have to make sure, my brothers and sisters, that you get rid of your belief system. Now, I know that sounds counterintuitive. I ain't saying nothing about getting rid of God. I'm saying get rid of your perception. Question the nature of your reality. Question and challenge your thoughts. Nobody's born a loser. Nobody's born a winner. Nobody's born unlovable. These are all opinions. These are all beliefs that we grow into. We believe because of our environment. What do you think I would be believing if I was born in Japan? Do you think I would be talking Christianity? Probably not. I'd be talking Buddhism or Hinduism. Your belief system is what you grow into, based upon your environment and your culture. Now, that is very tough for a lot of folks to understand. I mean, I don't know why. Now, once you get an adult, then you can start assimilating the truth, because the Ruach and the Pneuma, based upon your true authentic self, you are going to be led by the Ruach and the Pneuma into your design. You're going to run across somebody like me. See, your true authentic self is what you should care about. That's your spirit, not your flesh. See, let me make sure you understand, because the method that helps, or helped me, I should say, get to the bottom, I'm talking the root DNA core level imprint way down in my unconscious, not my subconscious, not my conscious, my unconscious. I was totally unaware that I was a taker. I was totally unaware that I was devoid of the capacity of love. Totally unaware. I thought what I was doing was great. The thing that helped me get to the bottom of all of my core beliefs, my core imprint, so that I could actually know what was real and what was not, I had to think about, I needed a truth measuring stick. I needed a standard. I needed a compass. I needed something to point me to my true authentic self. So what I discovered, I wrote in a book. I call that book The Standard. If you have not read that book, this book will curl your toes and it will blow your cookies. In my book, The Standard, I break down one faith, one God, one note, one vibration, one element, one power, one presence, one love, one system, one mystery or missed story. Mystery, the mystery of the gospel. The mystery of the gospel, the mist, water, the water story, H2O. I break down the metaphysics of H2O, and then I break down one theorem, not theory. This is the standard. If you don't have the standard, the great George Molnar says that the Word of God is our only standard, and the Holy Spirit is our only teacher. Now, I'm not no great theologian. I talk a lot of trash about the church, but I ain't stupid. I was born at night. It just wasn't last night. You cannot throw the baby out with the bathwater. I need you to understand. The Word of God is the only standard. The Holy Spirit is the only teacher. Let me say that again. I'm a great teacher. But everything I'm telling you, I got from the Ruach and the Pneuma. I recommend you go there. There's no mediator between God and man. You don't need to listen to this show. You don't need to buy none of my books. You can go directly to the throne room yourself. Now, but if you need assistance, you need me to break it down for you because I'm a didactic teacher. Now, the Ruach and the Pneuma will do the same. But if you need to point in the direction or want assistance, hey, I'm your boy, boo-boo. But you don't need me. The standard, my brother, is the living word of God, not the printed word. It's the spirit, not the letter. The letter kills, but the spirit gives. The Word of God is the only standard. The Holy Spirit is the only teacher. There's a lot of great teachers out there. I don't follow none of them, not even myself. I follow the Ruach and the Pneuma. That's my teacher. But I need you to understand because, see, the Word of God you got is different from the Word of God I got. See, the Bible is the standard. All 80 books, you got 66. You might want to ask yourself the question that I've asked. You might want to question the nature of your reality like I did. I don't recommend you listen to me. I don't recommend you believe what Brother Wilson said. I don't recommend you do what I did and ask yourself, who is Flavinus Josephus? Ask yourself, who is the Flavians? Ask yourself, who was the Alexanders? Ask yourself, who is the Herods? Ask yourself, who is King James? I would recommend that you do your own research. I got a $10,000 challenge still out. I have nobody took me up on my $10,000 challenge, which is to prove me wrong. Nobody took me up on it. $10,000 challenge. Because the standard is not the standard that you got. Question the nature of your reality, brother. Question the nature of reality, sister. Why is it? Do you know what the word standard means? See, we got to make sure that you understand that the quality has been established. But the quality was established by whom? All of your words was given to you by a dude named Noah Webster. Triple dare you to go to Google and type in, who is Noah Webster? Triple dare you. Triple dare you to go in and just type in, who is Donald Trump? Go to Google and type in, who is Donald Trump's father? Then go to Google and type in, who is Prescott Bush? Or who is George Bush Sr.'s father? The sins of the fathers passed down to the son. Go to Google and type in, who is Noah Webster's father? Triple dare you to do it. Triple dare you to do it. Go to Google and type in, who is King James' father? Triple dare you to do it. Triple dare you to go to Google and type in, who is Tubal Cain? Two balls and a cane. Triple dare you to do it. Triple dare you to go to Google and type in, who is Tubal Cain? Who's Nimrod? Who's Cain? Cainism is gainism. Everything in this world is based upon capitalism. What is that? You want to know the mark of the beast? Dude, you already got it. You got a desire for gain. You want more, homie? Just like me. We all addicted to a destination. That's people still waiting for the mark of the beast. Are you serious? The mark of the beast been chillin'. Why was Cain the first city builders? Go to the Old Testament and look up the original meaning. Find the word money in the Old Testament. Look it up. You will find this definition. Shiny things. Architecture. Why is architecture? What is it about architecture? What is it about the ark, which means original? Texture, which means pattern. I don't know if y'all really want to know the truth. I think you like your version of it. See, the word standard means it's a benchmark. If I can change the standard, I can change you. Ask Noah Webster. The standard has been changed, homie. And without your understanding that the standard has changed, the pattern, the Bible's effects on the believer's behavior, that's called a pattern. The pattern can and has been changed. The standard, my brothers and sisters, the great Thomas Trowell wrote back in 1913. Exactly what is science and what is spirit? These definitions are not, or these definitions have been replaced. You must understand, my brothers and sisters, that the definitions of words have changed over time. If you don't believe me, I got the blueletterbible.org edition from 2000. I got the blueletterbible.org edition from 2016. Most of the words have changed. The definition in the lexicons, Strong Concordance, have changed. Why are they changing definitions? Because they're from the Phoenicians. They are definitions. They're D-E-A-F. They're designed to keep you D-E-A-F and keep you as a P-H-O-E-N-C-I-A-N or however the hell you spell Phoenicians. Do you know who the Phoenicians are? Do you know where Abraham came from? Do you know who's Abraham's father? Go to Google, type in Abraham. Who is Abraham's father? What did he do? And what are we doing today? I don't know if you want to know, but if you do want to know, again, the sins of the fathers passed down to the son. Brothers and sisters, in closing, I don't give up about them. These OPs, this harmonious arrangement. Did you look at the Bible? The definition of the word world? Where do we get the word cosmos? Where we get the word harmonious arrangement. The prince of this harmonious arrangement. The prince of the air. His name is Lucifer. You call him Lucifer. But you got to understand Lucifer. Then you get into luminescence. Then you get into bioluminescence. Then you get into the atmosphere, which is code for Adam's sphere. Atom circle. An atom. What's inside of an atom? Atom makes a circle of neutrons. A neutron, protons, electrons, they spin. What happens when you move the electron? You produce an anti-spin. An electron is the elect. When you remove the elect, when you remove the L, E-L, Elohim, God, take God out of Adam, what happens? What happens, bruh? You get this, mass, matter, chaos. I don't give up about this. Friendship with this separates you from that. I'm interested in that, the big G, not the little one. The big one. I'm not interested in the God of the 66 books. I'm interested in the God of the 80 books. Because that's a different God. That God, he came to bring war. The one that most people got? Yeah. Different version. So my brothers and my sisters, I'm just scratching the surface. Tomorrow we continue as we break down, hopefully, the animating principle of the body that breaks up on us, that's broken down by the seven spirits of God that match up with the seven colors in the rainbow, that match up with the seven chakras in the body, that match up with the 7 days in a week that makes you weak. Why are there 7 days in a week that makes you W-E-A-K? But they spell it W-E-E-K. Everybody works so they can take off. Why are you taking off? We're going to break it down tomorrow because you need the seven spirits of God in order for you to oscillate and vibrate again as a single standing column of wave form energy. Why is there only one element on the periodic table? Can somebody explain to that? Why is there one musical note that is divided into other notes? Well, there's only one element. Don't believe me. Go to Google, type in periodic table. Look at the first element. It's notice that it's bold. And notice it's hydrogen. And notice every other element on your periodic table is a division of the one element. There's only one God. Every other God is a division of the one God. There's only one note. Every other note is a division of the one note. There's only one number. Every other number is a division of the one number. Everything is the division of the one. Without that understanding, you're gonna care about all of the divisions. That's how they water you down. That's how they watered me down. They got me to care about the watered down version and not the original. Brothers and sisters, I want to thank you so much for joining me on today's show. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May your son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, instead of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I know.
Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. It's me, myself, and I, call me Tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part. I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy ton. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy sun. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. You're talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and beat your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than a border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic, I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that amaze them. No more stuff in the placement, cause I'm a never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters, cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way, and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.